1 unheard message. First unheard message.
Well, I must admit that I'm kind of surprised that this call is even getting through. Unfortunately, this is about as good as my voice gets. I spent a good part of the morning yelling at a group of people. I was trying to get to safety. I failed for the most part. I saved one. A guy by the name of Ron. He had a family, but not anymore. Well, a couple of them might still be moving around, but I like to think that none of them are. I had forgotten that over by 80 and 355, they put in that, there's that new mall over there. It's kind of a ped mall. It's all outside. And, so I was cutting across there thinking that'd be pretty smooth sailing, and, saw the stores and thought, well, might be a good place to get, you know, some supplies and food and whatnot. Turn out that there were people holed up in the IKEA that's over there, which I guess wouldn't be a bad place to stay, except for all of the glass on the outside. They'd stack stuff in front of it, but it didn't do a very good job of keeping people out for long, it seems. Well, I shouldn't say people. It didn't do a very good job of keeping undead out that will pound on it incessantly for days on end. So they must have been working on it for hours. And, you know, it wouldn't have alarmed me to see a bunch of zombies moving in and out of a building. But they all seemed to be heading towards it, and it was very easy for me to advance on it. So I could hear some screaming and whatnot on the inside. And there were a good 20 people inside that were setting up very, very crappy obstacles for zombies to try to get over. I mean, you know, in IKEA, there's the big escalators everywhere, and there's the thing you can put your cart in that goes between floors, which I think is one of the coolest inventions on the planet. Unfortunately, that wasn't working. Not that I was going to be shopping while I was there, but so I kind of snuck my way in, and it wasn't that hard. I mean, there really weren't many zombies left outside, so, you know, I dispatched a couple of them and got inside. The people were up on the second floor. You think they would have found somewhere better, but I don't know. They just, you know, they were kids, and the adults didn't really seem to know what to do. So I kind of became the de facto leader when I showed up, just for the fact that I was carrying a weapon that I actually understood how to use. There were a good 50 zombies inside, but that place is so big that, you know, it's pretty easy to move around them. And we picked up the ones that we had too, but, you know, people would get distracted or, you know, talk too much, or, you know, kids would stop and not want to keep going. I don't understand why children can be that stubborn. You'd think that their survival instinct would kick in and tell them to shut the fuck up and keep moving, but, you know, so a child would get picked off, and then your mom would want to help out, and she'd go down, and it's just fucked up. I mean, what kind of chance do we have if that's our reactions to these situations? You know, the kid gets, you know, part of his head bitten off by a zombie, maybe you should just keep going. You know, what are you going to do? You know the outcome. I don't know, maybe that's a side effect of me not having children. I just don't understand that part of it. But, well, I guess I shouldn't give too many details. They're not very interesting, but we made it out through the little service area where they bring out all the big stuff. We actually made it back into the warehouse section and came out through there, and yeah, pretty much the only guy I had with me was this guy by the name of Ron. He's now sitting over in the corner, not really speaking to me, and having this glazed look on his face. Ron, you doing all right? Yeah, that's about how he's doing right now. I'd assume that he's gonna get better with time, I hope. because right now he's not not much use to me. But I'm gonna bring him along because, well, I guess we can't forsake people. We gotta do what we can, you know. Maybe he'll help me fight. So anyway, yeah, we're kind of hunkered down. It turns out it's not that hard to find places to hide out, with the homes everywhere and businesses and whatnot. If you're not making a lot of noise, you can actually move pretty easily between them. It's the large areas that don't have anyone in it that are going to be problematic, and I'm hitting more of those now when I get south of 55. We'll see how it goes. I hope you're still safe, and I'll see you soon.
End of message. To delete this message, press 7. To reply to it, press 8. To save it in the archives, press 9. To hear more options, press 0.